אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the coronation of Charles III and his wife Camilla as King and Queen of the United Kingdom. And for that, I'm joined now from London by David Sample, a small hotel owner not far from where it's all happening. Hi, David.
Hello, I'm sitting here in the drawing room of the Crofport Hotel at a break where I'm duty manager, and I'm enjoying a bit of peace and quiet while I contemplate the coronation.
Enjoy the peace and quiet, because in a couple of hours it will become very busy over there. But maybe a little bit of history about kings and queens in England. How much influence they have to run the country, and a first coronation in many years?
Well, you've got to remember, we've had about 40 coronations since the Norman invasions of 1066, since under the Plantagenets, under the Tudors, under the Stuarts, under the Hanovers, and then under the Saxe-Coburgs, which has now become the Windsors. So you had lots of kings. And each one, it's important because the king used to run the state, but always the king in the Middle Ages always had advisors and ministers under them. They didn't do it all by themselves. It wasn't a dictatorship, and they're responsible to the nation. Now, the king, since we beheaded a king in 1648 and brought the monarchy back in 1660, they don't have the power they had because Parliament brought the monarchy back. From after failing as a republic for 10 years, mainly because Cromwell banned Christmas. And so now the monarch, under the Georges, they had a lot more power. They used it, but it's gradually transformed to the prime minister. So the monarch becomes above politics. And that's the beauty of the monarchy. The coronation is important because he is the head of state, who represents the country around the world. The prime ministers, all these people, are just ministers in the king's government. But he's the head of state, so he is the most important symbol of our nation around the world. And that institution is very important because, of course, whoever the king is, their job now is to represent the nation. And if they go to Canada, for instance, he's the king of Canada. That's nothing to do with his role in Great Britain. If he goes to Australia, he's the king of Australia. It's nothing to do with Britain. He is the king of Australia, and he does what the Australian ministers ask. They write his speeches for him, etc. And so the monarchy is very important to all of these nations. It's nothing to do with the British Empire, because he's the king of England, the king of Australia, all different roles, okay? And he's in Canada and Australia. He will take advice from his ministers there, and he takes advice from his ministers here. But he is basically a symbol who is above politics. He can unite the nation, because most people don't like politicians, and we've got a rabble-rouse of politicians today in this country, but they can at least look with respect to the king, because the king is the nation.
Can we see the coronation as a religious ceremony?
To begin with, he is the head of the Church of England. They've all been the heads of the Church of England since Henry VIII in 1531. So the Church of England is the Church of State. Okay, that doesn't exclude all other churches, but for the monarchy, he's actually the head of the Church of England. So it's a religious ceremony too. The archbishops in the church, you know, there are certain ways to do it. It's important. He's talking about wanting to be defender of all the faiths, but that doesn't mean he's has anything to do with anything other than the Church of England. That is the state church of England and the United Kingdom. That's important, because in no other country is the king the head of the church.
How far are you located, your hotel, from the main event, the main venue?
Well, we're about 4 miles away. Basically, there's going to be a procession from Buckingham Palace, which is at the end of St. James's Park, at the bottom of Green Park, down the Mall, and then down Whitehall, which is the main street of the government. You know, you go from the Mall, you get to Trafalgar Square, you go down Whitehall to Westminster Abbey, which is near, across from the Houses of Parliament.
How do people around you feel? What do they say? How is the general atmosphere?
It's about the people, too. It's not just about King Charles. It's about the people celebrating themselves. They are having street parties all across England. That's about the people. He's our king, but that's about the people. So everybody wants to have a good time. Everybody wants to have a positive time. Just like, you know, the last time we had such an event was the Queen's funeral, but that brought the nation together. And today, I think, is an opportunity to bring the nation together as people that this is, you know, this is our country, this is our king, and let's celebrate ourselves as British, English, or anybody who's here, you know? We're on a little piece of land called England, and we must celebrate the glory of that nation. And that's what it's about, too. And it's about celebrating the people the way they are. So I think it's very positive. And I think many people, I mean, I know a lot of young people are going to go into town and drink for the next, you know, go from pub to, you know, because you can't get near it too close. There's a lot of security. There's going to be a lot of visiting heads of state, you know, from various countries. So there has to be a lot of security, et cetera. But the people are, you know, and it's probably going to rain. It's starting to rain today.
Yes.
So the people want to have a good time. And this coronation is like a renewal of the nation. How's that? It's like a renewal of the nation under a new monarch. And renewing the nation renews everyone. You know, and it reminds us what a great nation we live in. We're a small nation compared with what we were 100 years ago. But all nations are great nations, and this nation is our nation. And the coronation of Charles gives us an opportunity to celebrate our nation and our new king.
Mm-hmm. In your hotel, who is the most unique guest you met who arrived specifically to see the coronation?
There's a man who came all the way from Costa Rica or the nation next to it. I forgot what it's called. Horatio, who's of English descent, but he's from that country. He's come all the way to London.
Wow.
Just to go down there and be there with the celebrations. Then he flies back home. And he's 80 years old. He's brought his wife along. I think that's cool. The whole world will be coming. People from all over the world are going to be celebrating this. So they think it's a special event. So it is good for the nation that we have the coronation because it attracts people to the nation.
The coronation of Charles III and his wife, Camilla, as King and Queen of the United Kingdom. And we were speaking to David Sample from London in England. Thank you for explaining us about the coronation.
Pleasure. It's been a pleasure.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.